Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
It certainly is. And really glad that you're with us here today on New Life Live. Hope you're having a good summer so far. Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop have joined me in the studio. And boy, am I glad they have. Because it gets awfully
warm. We're glad you joined us in the studio.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I'm here in Lake Forest where our main office is, where we have the hub of everything that New Life does. You know, we have an office here in California. Then we have our call center, amazing call center in Dallas with our warehouse and our financial folks and our human resources. All of that is in Dallas. And then we have an office in Indianapolis, where our chairman, it's me, that's where I have an office because that's where I live.
Mr. Chairman.
Because I met a woman I could not live without. Mm-hmm. So due to technology, I knew I could live there and do this, and it's a great, great privilege. A couple of things I want to mention before we go to the phones, and we'd love to have you call us. But we have a few spots that opened up for the Footsteps of Paul tour on October the 18th through the 27th, but you probably ought to call right now if you want to go with us. We had sold out. We asked them, can you find anything on that ship? Because that was the big thing, was this little 3-day of the 10-day trip is on a ship. They did. So come join us if you want to go.
You really ought to say October 17th, because that's when the flights, you fly out of at least the West Coast on the 17th.
See, Dave gets these details that I kind of miss. Yes,
well, that's true. You wouldn't want to miss it, right?
No, I wouldn't want to go
because
to the airport on the 18th.
Because you had something booked on the 17th.
Thank you, Dave.
Say, oh, you were on the flight yesterday.
Appreciate that. Yeah. Hey, where's the New Life group? Oh, well, you're a day late and a dollar short, as my dad would say.
Yes.
Also, let me just mention this to you up front, and then we're going to go to the calls. But, you know, 4th of July is just around the corner. I think more appropriately would be just around the calendar. But 4th of July is just around the calendar, and that means you get a special deal. Between now and the 4th, we're going to give you 4 months free, which means that a one-year subscription is less than $5 a month for TV.NewLife.com.
Well,
life-changing programs, over 1,300 of them. And you can ask us anything. We'll do a special video for you. Now, that's the deal of the century. Less than five a month. So, tv.newlife.com. And I just finished a series on how to make the summer of 17 the best ever that your family has ever had. I also did a series on restoring your soul. We got new content every day from the hosts here at New Life. If you don't like me, I know you like Dave or Jill. They're all there. Less than $5. I love these special deals, and if you don't take advantage of it, you're missing one of the bargains, because here's what we hear people say. This transformed my life. I listened to this. I did things differently. So, tv.newlife.com. And as we go to this break, if you heard the programs earlier in the month, you know, we're still not out of the woods. We could sure use your help by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE and just help us get through the final 2 months of summer. Maybe you could increase your giving for 30 days or 60. Maybe just a one-time little gift. Maybe it's $5, $10. Maybe it's $10,000. But we need your help to stay on the air. And oh my goodness, a lot of times people don't know what they're missing until they miss it. And we don't want to miss you and being able to reach you or someone you love at the time that it's needed. So if you can help, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Take a 60-second break. Come back. We'll go right to the phones, and we'll start with John in Washington, D.C. We'll be back.
Are you looking to recharge a relationship, overcome an addiction, or draw closer to God's truth? With New Life TV, these are just some of the many teachings available inside New Life's online TV channel. If you haven't joined yet, now's your opportunity. This offer is for new subscribers only. Get 4 months free for the fourth. For as little as $5 a month, you can get unlimited access to over 1,300 videos. Go to tv.newlife.com and select the annual subscription package. It's a savings of almost $40. But hurry, this promo ends July 5th at 11:59 p.m. Get hope and healing in the comfort of your own home. Sign up today and take the first steps towards your new life. This really is the truth that will set you free. Go to tv.newlife.com and select the annual subscription package. Remember, this offer ends at 11:59 on July 5th. And happy Independence Day from New Life Ministries and tv.newlife.com. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Let's talk to John, Washington, D.C., WAVA. Hey, John, what's going on? Hi, John.
How you guys doing?
Doing okay. What's going on with you?
I have a marriage issue, and I understand you might know a little bit about it.
Well, let's see if we do.
We might.
Let's see if we can help.
Okay. I have been married for 13 years, and I'm being told by my wife, and I agree with her, that I don't show a lot of empathy toward her for the last few years. In fact, I've been angry with her, and I've not been a good husband for her, and I'm trying to restore that, and she's willing to wait for me to restore that, and I'm just needing help going that direction.
Okay. Okay, so this kind of might seem like a silly question, but why have you been that way?
Well, she did have an affair, which things weren't going great before then.
Yeah.
But I've had a hard time recovering myself personally from that.
Mm-hmm. How long did that affair last?
It was just a couple times.
Okay.
A coworker.
Okay. And how long has your anger, bitterness, and resentment been going on since then?
4 years.
Okay.
And I don't have any distrust you know, that she would do it again. I think she's done all the right things. But I jumped into starting a business, and I pretty much kept myself away from her.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Yep. Yeah, I'm sure. So,
and we're scheduled to see you guys next month in Crystal City.
Wonderful.
Oh, great.
That'll be a breakthrough for you.
Yeah, John. That'll be a big help, because you've been holding on to this anger and using it seems like, as an excuse to not reengage. I understand it's hurtful. Were you going to say something? I understand.
Well,
go ahead.
You're right, Jill.
Yeah. It's become that excuse, and it gives you permission to not be connected with her. And it sounds like you're saying...
Not only that, I just haven't been a nice person toward her for a long time.
Okay. So because she made a mistake or got desperate or whatever the reasons, and it was wrong what she did, but it sounds like there was a lot more around that. A lot of times, you know, for women, the acting out that happens is a lot of times out of desperation. They feel like their husband just doesn't hear them. Right. And somebody comes along and is emotionally available. And so more often than not, it's more of an emotional connection. That isn't always true, but that's what happens. And that's, John, I'm not blaming you, because her actions are still wrong. That's not the way to deal with it. But women, it usually takes a long time for them to finally get to a point where something like that happens in mm-hmm. a marriage. And they usually feel hopeless.
But your response, John, is a typical male response right. to that situation, because there's something about when it happens in that direction, when it's a wife that has mm-hmm. the affair. A lot of men really don't have any clue on how to deal with it. And
yeah.
you might want to make sure you I would suggest you get some help counseling-wise, but the best thing that's going to happen is you're coming to that July 21st
Right, that'll be the best
event.
Jump start into change.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I do think that that is literally going to change everything for you guys, because it has for so many people. But I want to make a suggestion to you that between now and then, that you sit down with a male therapist. Don't wait to come. Sit down with a male therapist and say to them, I want to wipe out some bitterness and resentment before I go to that thing, so that I'm not just cleaning up the stuff from the past, but I'm really open to what God has for me in the future. And go through a grieving process. Here's what you've never done, my friend. You've never grieved what she took from you. And when you do that, then you can accept her as a loving human being again without need of you punishing her.
That's the anger. It's right. a part right. of the grieving, but
that's
you
right.
haven't done the sad part, how
yeah.
sad it mm-hmm. is that your
it's
wife was that desperate.
Angry.
You got to get into the sadness, get through the anger, and I just hope that you might want to do that. Now, there are two books I can send you, Forgiving the Unforgivable. The new title of that is Forgiving What You'll Never Forget. And you won't forget this, but it's just not going to sting like this. And then I'm going to tell you to go buy this book and order it, Surviving an Affair. It's really going to be powerful mm-hmm. for you. But you come, and we're going to help you do some stuff that you've never done before, and it's going to be great. And I'm really glad that you're coming. And I'm glad you want to be different.
Yes.
You know, when I was preaching a few weeks ago, by the way, I preached this weekend.
Hey, can I comment on your preaching?
Okay.
Because I went online to northviewchurch.us.
Yes, that's right.
And I yeah. caught your first sermon. I tried to hear the one last Sunday or the previous Sunday,
yeah.
but it hadn't been uploaded
yeah.
yet. So Jan got to watch the first one. You are gifted. I mean, I think when you teach in a seminar, you do a phenomenal job. But I was overwhelmed by your preaching. You are gifted by the Lord. You're anointed by the Lord to be preaching, and I'm glad you're
Thank
doing
you.
It because mm. it was awesome.
Now, you have never flattered anybody in your
yeah,
life. So
I know. Dave
that
does not usually do that.
No, I don't.
No.
that, Thank you for that.
That was. I would encourage every listener, go to northviewchurch.us and hit the sermon thing and listen 30 minutes. It's just incredible.
Well, we have the first two parts on our website now at newlife.com.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But this Sunday, if you want to see it live, it'll take a while. After they do it live, it takes a while for them to post it. But
yeah.
But it's Eastern time, 5 p.m. on Saturday, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. at northviewchurch.us, and you can see it live.
Hmm.
Now, this is a church. It's the second fastest growing church in America. I get to be the teaching pastor there. We have 8 campuses. 2 of them are in prisons, and it's the most wonderful thing. But let me tell you where all this started. I was head of the assembly committee when I was a senior in high school. And so I would greet the people that were there. And back then, you could have a preacher come and talk about Jesus. And the biggest pastor that I knew in the church was the pastor down in Houston at the big Baptist church there named Johnny Bisogno.
Hmm.
And he came to preach, and I go out to greet him, and I say, hi, I'm Steve Arterburn, I'm head of the assembly committee. Welcome to Stephen F. Austin High School. And he looks at me, gets out of the car, a very large man, and he said, Stephen, you are going to be a preacher. And I said, well, hey, thank
wow.
you, but I'm a student director of the choir, and I'm a soloist, so you probably are thinking, I'm going to be on the stage and doing stuff. And that he goes, no. No.
He got a word from the Lord.
You're going to be a preacher. So I think God was just putting it in my mind that that's going to happen someday. Then you know Randy Marshall. You
yeah,
remember Randy?
I remember Randy.
Well, I went on a mission trip with him, and one day we're sitting there, and he goes, you have a prophetic ministry in your future. Now, when he's saying prophetic, he doesn't mean I'm going to be able to predict the future, but no. That's what he was saying. It's a preaching
ministry.
And now, of all people, I am preaching at this church, and it's just delightful.
I got to admit, I was a little jealous. Because that's an incredible role you've got there.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it. And people come, and they hear about new life, and it's just such a blessing. But thank you for that, Dave. I really appreciate that. And but anyway, you know, you can hear it this Sunday. And I love to preach, and I hope and pray that if you need to hear a word from the Lord. But in one of these messages, I told about something that had been invented in Cincinnati, Ohio. And it was wallpaper cleaner. And this wallpaper cleaner was kind of gooey. And they back in the day, in the 30s, when you had wood or coal fires in your house, the soot.
Get the soot, yeah.
And so they had this great substance that would clean it off the walls.
So, I remember that substance.
Yeah. So this guy who invented it ended up, when gas and electric heating came, he ended up with a failure of a substance, nothing to do with it. His name was Noah. Noah had a son, a nephew named Joe. And Joe, his wife was a school teacher. And the kids got a hold of this stuff and they started playing with it. And so in the 50s, this failed product became Play-Doh.
So I can clean.
Oh, seriously?
I can clean my wallpaper with Play-Doh.
And they didn't have any money, but they went to Captain Kangaroo. They said, we don't have any money, but if you'll play with this once a week, we'll give you 2% of all the profit. That's why Captain Kangaroo had those big pockets to hold all the money that he made from 2% of the 3 billion Play-Doh canisters that have been sold.
Oh my.
What am I saying here? I'm saying you can go from being a failure to making a slight adjustment. And never look back. That's what God wants for every life, and we have been fortunate enough to see it. You might think, oh, it's just too tough. I can't do this. Slight adjustment. As you know, I have ADD, and the most common phrase I've ever heard in my life is recalculating route, because I can't even follow a GPS. God wants to recalculate your route and turn a failure into an amazing, amazing story that will bring other people to Him. Now, that can happen for John in Washington, D.C., and I believe it will.
Yes, it will.
It happen for you if you come and join us for the Intimacy in Marriage Intensive. It changes everything. It really does. John, I'm glad that you called. Let's go to Jake from Dallas, Texas, KWRD. Hi, Jake. Welcome to New Life.
Hi. You're taking my call.
You bet. How can we help you?
So we have a new family friend that we've met through some neighbors. They were over this weekend. Something kind of disconcerting happened. They have a number of kids, and one of their boys is, I don't know, maybe 11 or 12. And him and a couple other of the young ones were out back. There was a slip and slide. It was hot here in Texas. We were, you know, had a hose on the slip and slide, and we were sliding down it. Well, this young man, he asked me about, there were a few things, without going into the detail, I guess, there were a few things that he said prior to him making an inappropriate touch on the backside of my body.
Yeah.
And I realized that this kid apparently has some homosexual tendencies.
Uh-huh.
You know, at his age, it also made me wonder, is there something even worse going on in the family?
Right.
I don't have any more information to go on than that, but it did cause me concern.
Yep.
So I wanted to maybe get some professional input.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that you've drawn a very appropriate conclusion in wondering, where does this come from? Now, if you had called a different program, here's what they would have said. Well, obviously, this boy was born gay. And so we have to talk to his parents to encourage them to allow him to develop in this way comfortably and not feel alienated because he has these natural tendencies toward the same sex. That's what other people would tell you. I'm going to let Jill and Dave tell you what they want to tell you, and then I'll finish it up after this break, okay? Because I think you've got a chance to make a huge difference here. And without shaming him or his parents. So we'll talk about it at the break, and then they'll come back, and we'll give you our 2 cents on this. But what a great thing that a horrible thing happened to you, who you're now looking at what's the right thing to do. And I'm very grateful for that. You're listening to New Life Live. If you can help us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But if you need help, it's the same number. 1-800-NEWLIFE. Boy, we would love to help you. We'd love to stay on the air also. And if God's leading you to support this ministry, would you call us right now? 1-800-639-5433. We'll be back right after this.
We both brought childhood wounds into our marriage of 50 years plus.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., July 21st to the 23rd.
We had a low level of conflict resolution. We knew what it was, but we didn't always practice it.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylon and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I leave here with new growth tools. I also leave here with new hope that our marriage will get better and better.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest. Particularly my relationship with God, I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. And so we're talking about, we're talking with Jake. And so an 11-year-old makes a pass at him, touches him on the rear end, makes a pass at him. And now he wants to know, what do I do about this? What do I do about what might be going on at home? I can take the lead, or you guys, what do
you
think?
I think, Jake, you need to talk to that young man and just comment on what had happened and say, I wonder if somebody has been doing that with you, because that's what my sense is, that a male is molesting him,
mm-hmm.
and mm-hmm. often that's there. I've worked with men who are drawn to young boys like that, and it's an introduction into the gay lifestyle. It's not the way they're born; they're seduced into it,
mm-hmm.
and that would worry me that something like that is happening to him, and it could be some outside force, or it could be somebody within the family. It's hard to know. But just say, you know, I was a little concerned by what happened. It could have been an accident, but it felt like it was intentional. And it almost seems like somebody's doing something like that to you that is intrusive.
Let me just pile on that. Jake, I would, if it's appropriate for you to have that conversation at an event alone with him. I think you should do it. And I think you should do it in a way, in a demeanor that doesn't look like you're going to be angry about that or you're going to tell him that it's wrong. You get what I'm saying? You might start it like this. Hey, buddy, you know, last time we were out playing and stuff and you touched me and said, you know, I got to tell you, I'm really familiar with a lot of things. And I'm just wondering how you, you know, got started. You know, and so then let him tell you. And then you can say, well, anything going on at home or, you know, or where was the first time? So that you're not like, hey, that was horrible and I need to know, I need to know where this came from. So you're almost, okay, I hate to say it, but you are. You're being a little bit deceptive in inviting the information in because it may be the only time he ever tells anybody the truth about it. And then, now if he doesn't tell you, then say,
if you ever want to talk about it, I'll be happy to talk with you about it.
Then, no matter what, you need to go talk to, I don't know, I would probably, well, who do you have the best relationship with, his mother or his father?
Well, and that's a whole nother discussion, but it's kind of complicated. His father, our daughter is interested in, and we're going to counsel her otherwise. But I have spoken with the mother, and I think, and she welcomed another conversation. We haven't spoken about this, but I think I could talk with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think you should tell her what happened. And I think you should tell her either someone has introduced this to him personally, or they've shown him something, or he's seen something, or whatever. We don't know, but we should not and tell her. And I'm not going to just let this go as some innocent thing. I want to help this boy. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's young enough that there's still time to help.
Yeah, Jake, better to be embarrassed or be wrong than to not say anything. Because so many kids have been abused right under people's noses and nobody ever says anything. Mm. And the signs are there.
Yeah.
So you're not trying to overreact. You're just trying to intervene, you know, in a situation that could be horrible for this this child.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm glad that you called. I'm going to send you Every Young Man's Battle. There is a part in there about same-sex attraction. It's helped a lot of people. I hope it's going to be helpful to you, and I'm really glad that you called. I want to go to Vince from Louisville, Kentucky, WFIA. Vince, you're on New Life Live.
Yeah.
Hi.
Okay. Hello.
How can we help you, Vince?
Okay. I've got a... I guess I needed help from me and my son-in-law and my daughter.
Okay.
And my granddaughter. My granddaughter's 18 years old, just graduated from high school. And I found out the day after Father's Day that she is pregnant.
Okay. Mm.
And not married. Now, a lot of questions, you know. I'm just trying to determine the best way we deal with this. She has decided her and the guy's going to get married, and I think they've got a meeting set up with her parents next month.
Mm-hmm.
His parents, but you know, two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, here's one right that has been made, and that is that they decided not to have an abortion.
Yes.
Okay.
And my daughter told my granddaughter, "I'm very proud of you for not deciding to do that."
Great. Now, here's something that I would suggest for either from you or from the parents. If you guys will agree to go to 6 weeks of premarital counseling, then this is what we'll do for you. And I'll make it something, you know, whatever you can do to help them. So, if you just won't rush into marriage, let's just do this. Because sometimes the best thing is for the parents not to get married, but be co-parents. And maybe they get married later. But we don't need to rush into this. I wouldn't use the phrase two wrongs don't make a right, but that really is kind of what mm-hmm. we're saying here.
Well,
but
who's to say that it's wrong?
Right. And we're not. We're just saying let's look into it. Mm-hmm. And then if they do marry, everybody is absolutely 100% behind them and what they're doing. We'll be back.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back. Steve Arterburn here. And I'm talking with Vince here. And Vince, Dave thinks they should get married. Right, Dave?
I think so, yes.
And I think that they just ought to be kind of forced into some premarital counseling.
I think that, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But here's the thing, Jake. Vince, if they don't get married, what will typically happen is the boy will disappear eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Financially, he'll disappear. And something that had potential is all of a sudden lost. And then your granddaughter is a single mom and relegated to poverty, probably. Because of that, so you're much better off them getting married, but with the precondition that they have to mm-hmm. do the premarital workshop, six weeks at least.
By the way, I met the neatest guy the other day who I think they were 16 when she mm-hmm. got pregnant and they got married. So like their first child is almost their age now.
Yeah. Right.
And it all worked out. So it does work out.
I have a cousin it worked out for.
I know that. And I agree with that.
But try to get them into premarital. But everybody, you just tell them, look, we got to get behind this couple. Whatever they decide to do, we got to let them know they're champions and not put one mm-hmm. ounce of shame on them for what happened. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, we can't do this because we don't want to encourage other people to get pregnant. Hey.
No.
Oh, my goodness. But Vince, it's so great you're in their life.
Right. And we do hear your concern because there's like two choices here. One is about the baby. And then the next is about how do we move forward. And I don't think that we're saying that 100% you either get married or you don't get married. But you move forward and you make right choices based on the fact that, you know, you got yourself into an adult situation. And so if you're going to do adult things, there are adult consequences. And now the best interest of the child is at stake. And so you step up to the plate. And so if this, you know, if the father is someone who's immature, most likely, right?
Yes.
If he's not mm-hmm. a complete loser, right? there is hope. And so, again, maybe the timing wouldn't have been what she would have chosen. But is this right. someone where they can grow together and have a good life and raise this child?
Amen. Vince, I'm going to send you a copy of my book I wrote with my wife, Mediterranean Love Plan. Give it to them if they get married. Don't if they don't get married.
Yeah.
But, and it'll help them from the very beginning of their relationship. I want to talk to Gloria. She's calling from New York, New York. We used to have a person that supported the whole New York area on radio. This wonderful lady, Gloria, listens online. Do you have a question for us, Gloria?
Hi. Yes, I do have a question. Okay, I'm wondering what you guys think as counselors about if this is possible. My husband that I've been separated from we've been separated on kind of with a sort of therapeutic separation for about a year, and he finally, after a year, took a step and went to counseling, and I was actually taking care of some other more serious family matters with my mom, and I got an email saying that he was going forward with the divorce, and he didn't want to talk for a couple of weeks before that. And then I get an email, and I said, I doubt a licensed Christian therapist would counsel you to just, okay, that's it,
yeah.
end the story, you know, send an email.
Yeah.
And he insists that this is what the therapist actually recommended.
Yeah. What's the question for us?
Oh, so my question is, number one, what do you guys think of that? Is that possible? And number two, like, would I have some reason or kind of, license to call this therapist and say, I feel like such garbage right now. I feel like I'm tossed aside. Like, I'm not even worth a phone call.
Okay, let me ask the two best Christian therapists I know. What do you guys think when you hear this? What do you think?
Well, I would really question the competency of a therapist who recommends divorce. Meeting only one person.
Yeah, and not meeting someone for very long, unless I'm not sure what he would have told her to, you know, have her draw that conclusion. Mm-hmm. I think your best chance, if you call, you're probably not going to get very far. I would ask if you could go to a session with him so that you could understand. And do you guys have, Gloria, do you guys have kids together?
No, this is my second marriage. And we've only been married for 4 years. And, you know, my husband is saying, well, this has been a disaster from the get-go and all this other stuff. It's a lot of stuff happened.
So he painted it as hopeless.
Yeah.
He painted it as hopeless in the beginning. I feel it's been looking. Exactly.
Here's what I would
do,
Gloria.
Like, even if you are going to leave, okay, but you're not even going to see me face to face.
Gloria?
Being treated
doesn't have the guts to tell you to your face.
Gloria?
Yeah.
He's saying that his decision has credibility because a Christian therapist told him to email you and tell you that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so now you have the opportunity to say, honey, I'm so glad that you value the advice of Christian therapists and you value Christ and Christian values.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to two PhDs and one who wish he had one. And here's what they said. They said, if you really value the Christian values that you say you do,
mm-hmm.
even if a Christian therapist told you to get a divorce, you would not do it without you and me sitting down in front of that Christian therapist and that therapist getting to know who I am. Okay, you get that part? Okay? So hold on. I'm just saying.
Okay.
So he would at least allow you. And even if she wasn't a Christian therapist and he's a Christian, he would want her to meet you before he gave any advice on whether to go forward or not. Secondly, the Christian counselors and therapists that you talk to wonder if another person has come into his life that would cause him to do something so strange as in the name of Christ declare finalizing the divorce by email after not wanting to talk to you for 2 weeks. They wonder, right, has another person come in to your life? And then you say to him, honey, are they right? Has another person come into your life?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Then the third thing is, if you want to do the right thing, you join me for a weekend where people that hate each other change and develop the best relationship they never dreamed they could have. Now, if you talk in those terms firmly and you interrupt him, just like I interrupted you, and you don't let him talk, you make him listen to you, now you've done the best that you can to get across to him, you're not buying it, you're a big fake, you're wrong, and it's really stupid that you're acting like you're doing this under the guise of some kind of Christian advice. Okay?
Okay.
That's the best I can give you.
I appreciate that.
Now I'll listen to you.
You'll listen to me?
Yeah.
Well, as far as him believing, he got baptized right before we got married, but then he claims now that he actually doesn't believe, but he kind of just did this finally. I've mentioned actually your weekends in the past, and that was a no-go. But he finally said he would go to a therapist, and actually had sent me a few and their bios, and asked what I thought, you know. And he likes the same person I did, so he says he doesn't believe as I do, the way he puts it, doesn't really believe. So, but he did go to a Christian therapist, so I don't know.
Right. All right. So you say this to him instead. Okay. You say that you talked to some folks who have dealt with thousands of situations just like yours, just like ours, okay? Mm-hmm. And they said that if you want to be a real man versus a Christian, if you want to be a real man, here's what you'll do.
Yeah.
Introduce me to the therapist. Tell them that they thought that the only reason a real man would do this is that he found another woman. Is that true? And that if you really want to turn this around, you come and do what a real man would do, and that would be go to that weekend with me. And you know what, honey? You do that weekend with me, and I'm going to make this the easiest divorce you ever could have imagined if it doesn't work. That's how confident I am, Gloria, that we'll help him.
Okay.
So don't use the word Christian, since that has no value to him. Use the word manhood, man, leader, strong, all that kind of stuff. Okay?
Yeah. Okay. He's not acting like a man if he emails that.
No, he's running. He's running, and he's avoiding, and he's discounting you as a human being, because I believe somebody came along and made him feel good.
Well, I'm being separated for a year.
Not unlikely. I'm glad you called. I'm going to send you a copy of Jill's book, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, and I'll add The Secrets Women Keep, because one of the secrets women keep is pain, suffering, and agony. We'll be back after this.
I am just so thankful for this weekend. It's been amazing to see how Satan messes up marriages in so many ways.
My name is Shelley Martinkus, and I want to personally invite you to the Restore Workshop. If you have been affected by betrayal, it might be that your husband has been looking at pornography. It might be an emotional, a physical affair. I would love for you to come join us.
Through Shelley's example, I have seen such transparency. It's just been amazing. I've just been able to let out all the yucky details.
You will leave with hope, with a community of sisters ready to support you, and you will also leave with tools to move you forward on this journey. Please don't hesitate. Pick up the phone, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I would love to see you there.
The Restore Workshop is coming to Orange County July 14th through the 16th. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are so back, and want you to know that we need your help. We want to help you in a thousand different ways. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE, and we really do want to help you. Hope you'll call us. We can't help you unless you call us. I want to go to the phones, and let's do. Let's go to, how about we go to Sarah from Springfield, Missouri. Sarah, are you there? Hi.
Hello.
How can we help you today?
Well, I just have some issues. Isn't that interesting?
Well, what are the issues? Call. We don't have a lot of time.
Perfect that you called.
But I do want to get to your call. But we don't have a lot of time, so try to condense it as much as possible, and we'll try to give you some help.
Okay, well, I had a crisis in my family. I had a niece and nephew that needed someone to foster them just last year. So I asked my husband to put aside drugs, put aside drinking, because I didn't feel comfortable with the children coming into the home with those things going on. He said no. Hmm. So I moved out, and we were separated for 6 months, and our divorce was final in December. I couldn't financially make it from January on because I'm self-employed and the type of work I do just didn't sustain me through the winter. So the children had to go somewhere else and I had to come back home. So I'm still here and I'm wondering, we've been going to counseling and he's basically saying he'll lay everything aside, pornography, alcohol, but he won't lay down the pot. And I'm just not thinking of that.
Would he come to our weekend with you?
Possibly.
Okay. So what we got to do is we got to go with what we have. And so you can sit there and complain about the pot, or you could, which normally we'd be saying, well he's got to give up the pot.
Yeah, but he's self-medicating. Yeah. He's afraid to give it up.
So now let's try staying in the counseling, you know. But if you could get him to the weekend where, you know, he'd kind of get a jolt of seeing what this thing could be like if the connection you have was more important than the pot he has.
Right.
So I don't think you're going to get anywhere.
That's what he's saying. And if the relationship,
could help him perhaps with his anxiety. Because a lot of times people use pot because they're anxious and afraid.
So, just to clarify, we're not saying pot is good.
The more they use the pot, the more anxious they get.
Well, they get disconnected. Right. And connection helps to calm. Sorry.
Yeah. And we're not saying that we want him to do the pot. We're saying he's given you some stuff he's going to give up.
It's a starting point.
So let's go with that. And hopefully we can get him, like Jill's saying, which is so profound, the connection really
is calming.
It is.
It's holding and containing it's good.
Yeah. Till all that's worked out, it's really, it drives you crazy. You're like this. You're anxious. So let's go with it. Hold on. Let's see if we could just scholarship you guys in to the next intensive.
And he should go to Every Man's Battle, too.
No kidding.
Maybe after the marriage.
See, that would take, then he wouldn't just be stopping the
porn. Do the marriage
the
thing first, though.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, okay. Mm-hmm. The marriage first.
Should I move back out? Because I feel like I shouldn't. Four months of counseling.
Where are you going to live?
Well, I'd have to figure it out. Like, I've always had to do through this marriage.
Okay.
Right now, it's not healthy because I feel comfortable. Now I'm back home, I'm stuck, I feel like he thinks. So he's got me right where he wants me.
Yeah. Sarah.
He could say no.
Sarah, we can't hear you very well.
Mm-hmm.
You got a bad connection. But listen to this. It's always better if you can live separate when you're not married.
Right.
Even if you've been married. It makes a big difference. But your leaving would need to be done in a very strategic way where you're saying, I'm not rejecting you. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that if you quit pot, I'll stay. What I'm saying is, I think we've got a good future here. And
if
I want
you mean what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, right?
If you really mean what you're saying, yeah. Then I'll move in that direction. And
right.
So I want to give us the best chance possible. So I'm going to go live with a friend or a family member.
Yep.
Right? Because we're not married and we want to do this thing right.
So you're not rejecting him. You're not shaming him over the pot. You're saying, I think if you're, like Jill said, if you're really truthful, we're going to have a great marriage. Mm-hmm. But we got to start out right. So I'm going to do something really tough. I'm going to move out, live over here. I figured this out. And then we start over. Now, then you find out what he's willing to do. Is he willing to go get some help?
And part of what you want to find out is, will he come to the weekend?
Because that mm-hmm. gives you the greatest hope ever, ever, ever. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm really glad that you called. And I hope and pray that you'll call us in 6 months or 3 months and say, okay, we're moving forward and this guy doesn't smoke pot. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, I want to tell you a story of a guy that called us and used pot, and it just worked out great in his relationship. I want to tell you, oh, wow, we don't have a story like that. Pot never works out great.
No.
People think, oh, this is no big deal.
It separates
you. If alcohol is legal, then pot should be legal. You know what? I don't know. I do know some people that have consumed alcohol and never had one single problem as a result of alcohol. I have never heard of anybody who has never had a problem with pot of some sort.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know some people that don't know they have a problem because they're at home, disconnected, laying on a couch.
Right. Mm-hmm. Not doing anything with their life.
Yeah. They're living the life they almost could live. Mm-hmm. So, look, we're not prudes here. We just look at the evidence. I don't know of anybody that's really been hurt on taking an Advil. So you don't hear us talking about, oh, don't take that Advil. No.
But we don't stomach problems.
Know. Yeah. We don't know of anybody that has ever benefited from pot, other than people who the discomfort of some kind of disease, cancer, something like that, the discomfort is horrible.
And then it's the oil. It's okay. You don't get the same high.
Yeah, they take the THC out of it. Mm-hmm.
So, all right. We're out of time. And I hope and pray that something we've said has been an inspiration. Yeah, we know. It's kind of a weird show. It's kind of strange what we do. But we're doing the best that we can based on the principles that we have learned in many, many classes on the Bible, counseling, psychology. And some people say, well, you can't mix those two. Yeah, it's kind of like saying an archaeologist ought to just use his Bible and go over there and dig up bones and try to figure it out from Scripture. You'd never do that. You'd say, if you want to be an archaeologist, go to where archaeologists learn to do the most amazing things ever, and then take your Bible and see where that fits and where it doesn't. Well, we're archaeologists. We're digging not for bones, but we're digging for the evidence of a new life that can be there and what's standing in the way. And if you need help, we're going to help you. You call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. And if you could help us make all the difference in the world. And I'm just going to make one final plea to any woman who's been hurt by a man with sexual integrity problems to come to Restore. It could change everything for you from hopelessness to hope. And it's July the 14th. In Southern California. And if you go, Shelley Martinkus will win your heart. You will learn to restore your heart. And then if there's any potential for that marriage to be restored, it will be. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Go to newlife.com. Thank you, Dr. Dave Stoop, who said I was a good preacher. And thank you, Dr. Jill Hubbard,
who agreed, yes.
We've been together a long time. I love these people. Oh, my goodness. I'm the luckiest man in the world for a lot of reasons. But these two are part of that. Hey, if you don't have great friends, call Dave and Jill and see if they would be your friend. It's really a good thing. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need some help. See you.
Thanks for listening.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.